Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We're on the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis, bottom line. It says, second to bottom line. Miyad, end of the line. Miyad, Bayomer, Lahavi Yasefer Zichronos to Behayavim. Right, so we said Achashverosh was nervous. Why is Haman being invited to this party? Is it because they're trying to plot against me? Said Esther. Said Achashverosh. Esther and Haman are plotting against me. Maybe they want to kill me. It's very hard to keep that a secret. Nobody told me. Says Achashverosh. Nobody let me know. Nobody gave me a heads up. I wonder. It must be what's going on over here, right? So it must be. Maybe I did something a favor for someone and then no one paid back. Like I'm a rotten guy. No one's gonna go on a limb for me. Maybe that's the pshat. So miyad right away. Achashverosh said, bring the book. The book read itself. It says, and they found that it was being written. That doesn't make any sense. Kosav mi boyalei. Should have said written in the past tense. So the Gemara says, yes. Malamed Shashim Shei Mochek, that the sofer, the scribe over there, was erasing. The Gavriel Kosev, and Gavriel the Malach was rewriting it. That's why it was being written in the present tense. Amr of Asi, Darsh of Shila, Ishkvar, Tamrasa, he darsh like this. Uma Kosav Shalamata, Shal Zuchus and Shal Yisrael, Eino Nimchak. So if something written for the good of the Jewish people down here cannot be erased, Kosav Shalamala, Lo Kolshkein. So for sure, if it's written up there in heaven, it's not going to be erased. Then it says, Lo Nasa Imo Dovar. You didn't do anything for Mordechai. You didn't do anything for him. He saved your life. He told you there was a plot to kill you. You never did anything for him. Tanalo, well, I'm sorry, Amar Rava, Lo Nesha Oven as Mordechai, not because they love Mordechai, Elosh says so name as Haman. They hated Haman. What does that mean, they hated Haman? Right? No, this is the Mesharsim. Right? What? Yeah. Then it says, Hechin Lo, Tanalo, Hechin. Right? What does that mean, Hechin? That he prepared, that means that Haman walked in, he had just finished preparing the gallows on which to hang Haman. Tana, lo Hechin, meaning he prepared for himself. The Ase Kain le Mordechai, and said, Haman said, Achashverosh said to Haman, do this for Mordechai. Whatever he said he should do, you know, make him fancy, you know. So Amalei, Manu Mordechai, which Mordechai? Amalei, HaYehudi, the Jew. Amalei, Tuva Mordechai, Yekab Yehuda, a lot of Jews named Mordechai. Amalei, no, HaYoshe B'Shah HaMelech, the one that's sitting over there by the entrance to the palace. Amalei, Sagilei B'chad Diskarta, wouldn't it be good enough if you just give him one village to rule over? Inami B'chad Nahara, or one river, he can control the toll? Amalei, Hanami Havla. Yeah, give him that too. But what you said to do, you're going to do to Mordechai. Al tipol davar mekala shel dibarta. Don't deviate, not one thing. Vika chaman et alavosh v'etasos. Azal ashkechei diasvi rabbanon kabei. He was sitting by the rabbanon. U'mechavel hilchas kemitza le rabbanon. And he was teaching hilchas kemitza to the rabbanon. Kiven dechaziya Mordechai, the apik lekablei v'susei, since he saw Haman approaching on a horse, miyached bidei mirtas, he was afraid. Right? Amar, he said, lo amar lehu l'rabbanan, hai risha l'mikdal nafshi ka'asi. They're coming to kill me. Zilu mikamei di lo techavu b'gachalto. Go, hide so you don't get burnt. Meaning, you should hide. Mordechai should hide. Mordechai should hide.
No,
oh, I'm sorry. Get away from him. But he Get away from him. But he shaita at that time. Mitzatis Mordechai. Mordechai davened. He wrapped himself. Vikam lay litzlusei. He got up to daven. Asa Haman. Haman got up. The Yosef lay kamayhu. And he was sitting there.
You're standing in front of Mordechai.
Yeah, standing there. But orech ad desalek Mordechai litzlusei. And he waited for Mordechai to finish davening. Amalu maya siktu. What are you busy with? Amalulei, Bizman Shabesa Mikdash Kayam, Man the Misnadiv, Mincha, Maisi Male Kumtsa, the Sulta. You brought a fine flower of Komet. Umeschaper le, and that was a kapara. So, Amalei, Haman said something very deep. He said something very frum. Amalei, Asa mili kumta kimcha didchu, your little kimita comes and pushes off. V'dachi atzara alpi kikar dikatz badidi, and it pushes off all my money. Your little kimita is going to beat my money. It's a very frum thing for a Russia like Haman to say, no? Amalei Russia. So Mordechai says back to New Russia, Eved Shekana Nechatzim, Eved Lami Nechatzim Lami, and Eved, whatever he acquires, who does it belong to? Amalei, Kum Lavush, Hani Mani, go put on this clothing, Virachov, Hai, Susya, Deboi, Le Malka, and you're going to ride this horse for the king. Amalei, Lo Yachilna, I can't do it, Ad Alaina Lebebani, until I go take a bath. Ashkel Lamazia and cut my hair. Everybody asks, how can he cut his hair and take a bath? It was Yontif, maybe it was Chalamai by this day already, but how can he do it? Kitz Kasha. Dalavorach Ara, Lishtam Mushe, Bamani, Bamalka Hachi. I can't appear to the king like this. Right? Well, bath you're allowed to take a Chalamai. The haircut, so some say, if you weren't allowed to take one beforehand, then you're allowed to take one. And they weren't allowed to take one before because they were sitting in Titus. So they're allowed to take one now. He's allowed to take one now. Shadro, Esther sent. The Astar Vaisratinhu Lukulhu Bebani. She got rid of all the attendants at the bathhouse. She told them all to go home. Ulakulu Umne Alayu and all the barbers. No one's around. So Ihu Libi Bant Libebani Vaaske Vaazel Vaisi Zuza Mibese. So Haman had to do it himself. Haman had to wash Mordechai himself and give Mordechai a haircut himself. The Koshakal by Mazia. He was busy with the scissors. Bahad the Koshakal lay in Gid Vitnach. While he was cutting his hair, he groaned. Haman groaned. So Amalei, am I coming? It's Naches. Why are you groaning? Amalei, Gavra, Dahava, Chashiv Le Lamalka. Me, I was the vice president. Now, Mikulu, Ravavrinohi, Hashta, right, I was head of everybody. Hashta, Lashavui, Balani, Vesafer. Now I'm a bath attendant and I'm a barber. So Amalei, Rasha, Lav Safer, Shal Kfar Kartzim, Haisa. Weren't you the barber in Kfar Kartzim? Tanan, Haman, Si, Safer, Shal Kfar Kartzim, Haya, Esim, Mishtaim, Shana. For 22 years he worked over there. As a barber, what's the big deal? Basar deshaklinu lamadia. After he cut his hair, lavshinu lamane. Take off his clothes. Do bathhouse. Amalei sak v'racha. Okay, now you can go ride the horse. You look like a mensch now. Amalei lo yichil. I can't. Dekachisha chiloi mimi tanisa. I can't. I don't have any strength to mount the horse because I was fasting. So gachin v'salik. He bent down. Haman bent down to give like Haman a step to go up onto the horse. Kisalek boite. As he was getting up on the horse, he kicked Haman. Amalei, lo ksiv l'chu, b'pol evecha al tismach. Haman says to Mordechai, doesn't it say in the Torah, the Navi, when the enemy has a downfall, you shouldn't be so happy and kick like that? Amalei, hani really be Israel. That's only by a Jew. Avol b'dizchu, by you, ksiv, it says, v'ata abba mosemo sidroch. And you, Torah's talking on you, the Jewish people, on their high places, you will tread. Right? So that's okay. So everyone asks a famous kasha, of all things, why are they learning Hilchas Kemitza? It could be that was the day in their cycle of learning, and it came up they were learning Hilchas Kemitza. That could be a coincidence that that's what they were up to in their Mishnayos, whatever they were learning. That could be. Is there a deeper reason why they learned Hilchas Kemitza? So Rameir Shapiro says such a great vart. He says, yeah, Kemitza is a very small amount. It's a very tiny amount. It's like the smallest shear we have. What else is so small? It's whatever you can fit in three fingers. It's a very small amount. It's not a big fat animal. It's a very small amount. But it's the ikkar. Because it goes on the mizbeach. Everything else, that whole bowl, is all shirayim. The ikkar is in that kemitza. It was like telling Haman, we're a very small nation. Very small. One of the smallest nations, but we're the ikkar. The whole rest of the world is all the tafels, all the extra. Great part, no?
Only great part is that they were coming to go get
her at the same time. Right. Such a beautiful part, no? Amalei, I said that already. V'yukulofanov, he called in front of him, Kacha yasel ish Hashem melech hafetz bikaro. Right, so this is what you do to the person that Hashem wants to honor.
That the king wants
to honor, I'm sorry. Ki avinaket v'azel b'shvila. Dvei Haman, when they were walking down the street, Haman's block, they got to Haman's block. Chazise brate, his daughter was looking down. The Kaima Igra, she was on the roof and she was looking down and she saw this procession. Savra, hi, the Rachev Avua, she thought her father was on the horse. Vahai, the Misaki Kamei Mordechai. Mordechai was leading the horse. Shakla Atitza de Beis Hakise, she took the chamber pot from the Beis Hakise, right? Vishadise Aresha Davua, and she threw it and it landed on her father's head. Dali Ene, so Haman lifted up his eyes. Vichazis Davua Hu, he saw it was her father. Nafla Meigra La'ara Umesa, and she fell off the roof and she died. Did she dump? Did she fall from horror? Did she jump out of horror? That doesn't really say. What does it say in the article? Does it say she jumped or she just fell? What, no?
Fell.
It says she fell. Right, okay. V'hainu d'chsiv, v'yashav Mordechai ha-Shar HaMelech. That's what it says. Mordechai returned to the Shar HaMelech. Amar of Sheshes, Sheshav, Lutzako, Ulutani. So he went back to his fasting and sackcloth. V'haman nidchaf, Haman was all confused. El Beso, Avel, he was an Avel. V'chafui Rosh. Avel Albito. He was an Avel because of his daughter. She died. The Chafui Rosh, and he was all, how did they chant the Chafui Rosh? Head covered, yeah, Al She'ira Lo, because she threw the garbage on top of his head. And by the way, the Pasuk continues, the Chol O'Avav, the Pasuk continues, the Yomru Lo Chachamav. So they're called Ohavav and they're called Chachamav. So Karile Ohavav, the Karile Chachamav. They're called beloved and they're called Chachamim. Amru Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaOmer Davar Chachma, Afilu B'Umos HaOlam Nikra Chacham. Yeah, if you have a wise thing to say, even if you're in the Goyish world, it's still wise. Right? If Confucius had a good statement, is a good moral, a good teaching, right? Benjamin Franklin had good things, right? Early to bed, early to rise, right? Those are good things. It's still Chachma. Right? Still good stuff. Doesn't have to, right? Still good stuff. Okay. Next. In Mizera HaYehudi Mordechai, Amar Amrule, Im Ishar Shvatim Ka'os Yachaltale. If this Mordechai would be from any other Shevet, I would able to best him. V'im Ishevet Yehuda, Ubenyamin, Uefrayim, Umenashe. But if he's from Yehuda, Benyamin, Ephraim, or Menashe, Lo Yachaltale. I can't. Why not? So Gemara says, no, Yehuda d'chsev. Who told him?
What? This is what they told him. They told him that.
Yeah, I understand. Fine. Why not? Why? So Yehuda d'chsev, it says, Yodecha ba'orem v'aydecha. Enoch, the rest of them, d'chsev b'hu, l'fnei Ephraim, Uben Yamin, Umenashe, Ora es Gevortech? Gevortecha. Why is that? Yehuda, I don't even remember that, hearing such a thing. Why is that? It's actually in Chumash, right? Yaakov says, now that Yosef's born, now I can go back and fight Haman. Now that Yosef's born, now I can do it. Why? So the Rashi there says Yosef was the fire and Edom is the kash, and the fire comes and burns the kash. And there are other midrashim. Only Bnei Rachel can defeat Amalek, like Yehoshua and Shaul. All these people are all Bnei Rachel. So here Yehuda's stuck in also. But why is that? Why can only Bnei Rachel do it? Right? Only three battles in the whole Torah with Amalek. Yoshua, he's Bnei Rachel. Yeshaul's Bnei Rachel, and Mordechai's Bnei Rachel. So why is that? And I always had that question. Like, why? Yeah, what was the vote? I don't even remember. Ki nafal tipal lefonav darash Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi shtei nefilos halalu lama. Why the two nefilos? Right, it says nafal tipal. Why two? Amrulo umazum shula afar umashula kochavim, because this nation is compared to the stars, and they're also compared to the earth. What does that mean? In terms of no, just like you can't count the stars, you can't count, and just like you can't count the sand, you can't count the Jewish people. So kishen yardin, the different verse. Kishen yardin, when they're down, Yard did not offer. They're really down. And Kishen Olin, when they're up, Olin Adol Kochavim, they're really up. Right? So it's like a double whammy. It's the Risei HaMelech Higiyu VeHevilu, right? The messengers came and told Haman he's been summoned to a party. So Malamed Shehevihu Bebehala. They brought him like this, all in confusion. He didn't even have a chance to change his clothes, but they just brought him. He was off his game, right? He was off his game. Kinimku Aniva Ami, Kien Hatzar Shoveh Ben Ezek HaMelech. This is what Esther said, right? He's the bad guy. Amru Lo, Tzar Zeh Eino Shoveh Ben Ezek Shel Melech. This tzar is not even half of it. I think that's what that means, right? Not even the half of the story. Ikni ba Vashti v'katla. He was jealous of Vashti. He had her killed. Ikni b'dd ubar l'maktali. He's jealous of me. Now he wants to kill me. Right? V'yomer melech ha-chashverosh. V'yomer l'ester ha-malka. V'yomer l'amalo. Why does it say v'yomer twice? So listen to this. Amar b'yavo. V'tchila ayedei torgamon. Really, Ahasuerus was talking to Esther through a miturgamon. Given to Amrale midbeis Shaul Katsina, since once she said she's a descendant of Shaul, she has royal blood in her. Ah, v'yomer Esther l'malka, miad v'yomer l'Esther l'malka. Then he spoke to her directly. What is happening? She's the queen.
All I know is I'm getting a
miad v'yomer Esther. Esther said, "Ish tzar ve'oyev Haman haraze." This is the evil guy, the evil Haman. Amar Belazar, "V'lamichaya shaisa mechave klapi Achashverosh." She was pointing to Achashverosh. Uba Malach v'satay yada klapi Haman, and Malach came and pushed her hand to Haman. V'Melech kam b'chamaso. The Melech got up in anger. V'Melech shav v'ginas habithon, and he returned to the garden house. So Makish shiva l'kima. The heck is going out, coming in. Makima b'chema. Just like he left in anger, Af Shiva Bechema, he returned in anger. What happened? The Azal, he went. Veishkach Lamachle Hasharet, he saw these angels. The Idmulei Kigavri, they looked like regular people. The Vika Akri Leilane Debustini, and they were destroying his royal garden. These guys destroyed the royal garden. So Amalu, Mayavda, what are you people doing? Who told you to destroy the garden? Amrulei, the Pagdainan Haman. Haman did. We just hired help. Haman said to do this. Asa lebeisei, he comes back in. But Haman nofel alamita, and Haman's falling on the bed. What does it mean nofel? Not falling, but it should say he fell on the bed. He fell already on the bed. Amar Belazar, olamid shabo malach fi pilu aleha. No, Malach came and kept throwing him on the bed. Amar vaymi beisa, vaymi bara. Haman's destroying my house. He's destroying my outside of my house. He's look at what's going on here. Making a move for my wife on the bed. He's destroying my garden. What's with this guy? Yomar Melech Hadam Lichmosh Hadam Alkal Imi Babayis. Right. So then Yomar Chavona. Chavona opens up and says, "By the way, there's a good gallows waiting over there. There's a good gallows, by the way. I don't know if you remember. There's a good gallows, excellent gallows waiting over there. Right." Haman says, "Yeah. Well, let's put Haman over there. Right." V'hainu Yitziv V'yishlach Alav V'lo Yachmol Miyado Beruach Yivrach. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Amar Belazar, Af Charvona Rasha Ba'oso Eitzahaya. Charvona also was no good. Kivan, Shara, Shlonis Gaima, Atzaso, Miyad, Barach. He ran away. What does that mean? What does that mean? What? Yeah, but it's a stira, because we're saying Shoshana Yaakov, Begam Charvona, Zachor Latov. What do you mean? Just over here, he also had a bad idea. Huh?
They ran away.
Uh-huh. What? 1 second. Omar Rebbe Lothar. Af Charvona Rasha Ba'oth. Oh, he was at Rasha. He was originally in the plot. Originally in the plot, and then he went to the good. Okay, that's not a steer, which is Hanas Yaakov. Okay. The Han of the Tziv, that's what it says. V'yishlach Alav, V'yalo Yachmo, V'yadav, Barach.
He was formed
Shaka. Barach, Yivrach. He wants to be in the winning team, right?
Yes.
He wants to be in the winning team. B'chamas ha-melech shachacha, and the king's anger subsided. Shteichas shechichos halalu. Lama, why did they twice? Echas shalmalko shalom, echas shal Achashverosh. One for Hashem, and one for Achashverosh. V'amrule, achas shal Esther, v'achas shal Vashti. One regarding Esther, one regarding Vashti. What was he angry at Esther for? What does that mean? What was he angry at Esther for? What did Esther do wrong?
No.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Next. Then it says in Parashas Vayigash, when the brothers came back to Yosef, and Yosef revealed himself that he's Yosef, because he gave everybody presents, and to Binyamin he gave him extra presents. So, Lekula Nathan Ish L'Ish Chalifos Simolos, everybody got a change of clothes. Ulu Binyamin Nathan Chamesh Chalifos, and Binyamin got 5 changes of clothes. So he asked the Gemara, could Yosef be that naive? Efsher, Davarshan and Starva Osa Tzadik. What Yaakov had suffered, what Yosef had suffering for, Yechshobo, he was the recipient of extra presents from Yaakov, and look what it cost him. He's going to make the same mistake and favor Binyamin? Could that be? Damar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chassi Amar Rav Chan Bar Guri Amar Rav, Yishvel Mishkol Shtei Tzoloyim, Milas Shehosef Yaakov, Liyosef, Mishar Achiv, because he gave Yosef an extra $2. His coat was $2 more than everyone else's coat. It's Galgal Adav, Rav Yardov, Rav Hashem, Limitzrayim. It caused the whole Yerida. So could Yosef really do that again? Amar Rav Binyamin Bayefes, no. Remez Lo, he gave him a Remez. She'asid Lo, Lotzeis Mimenu. In the future, Mordechai will come out of him. She'atzeh Melefnei HaMelech, B'chamisha Levushei Malchus. And he'll be wearing five Levushei Malchus. She'ne'emar, like it says, Mordechai yata b'levush malchus tcheles, right? 5 things: b'levush malchus tcheles v'chur ateres zahav tzachrich butz v'argon. Somehow that's more than 5. You have to make it 5. Then it says, "Vayipol al tzavare binyamin achiv," right? And he fell on the necks of Binyamin, his brother. So, kama tzavare and how many necks did Binyamin have already? What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bacha al Shnei Mikdashim. He cried for the two Beis HaMikdash. Sha'asitin lihiyos b'chalko shel Binyamin. That would eventually be in Binyamin's portion. Va'asitin licharev. And they were going to be destroyed. I always had a kash on this. Why are you crying now? You haven't seen Binyamin in 22 years. You're right. Your full brother. Everyone else is a half brother. It's your full brother. That's what you're crying about? That in 1,000 years the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed, both of them? Why are you crying for that now? Why? Why did Nebu come at such a supreme happiness? Why? No, he's saying Shema. The only other time this happens is Yaakov cries that he sees that Rachel will be buried with him. So what the answer is, the answer to that is, he saw why she won't be buried with him. That's what he saw. And what was the reason for that? Because she sold his opportunity. She sold her opportunity for Dudotin. You don't want to sleep with me in this world, you're not going to be with me in the next world. That's an Aveira. What is Binyamin do wrong? So he's crying now for the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael, that the Beis HaMikdash, both of them are going to be destroyed? Okay, now? What did that do with Binyamin?
That's what he got to do before.
I know, but why? Why now? What's the message of that? That you could say to the second Beit HaMikdash, the message is that now the brothers are united, but Sinas Chinam is going to ultimately be the downfall. That makes sense. The first one, I don't know. First one wasn't destroyed for Sinas Chinam. Right? Now all of a sudden reunited. Sinas Chinam is what caused this whole separation of 22 years. Now we're all back together, but it's only temporary.
No, it's the same thing.
What do you mean?
Because the houses of the Yaakov were divided. That's the whole story of Jewish.
But that's not really why the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The Gemara says it was destroyed for the big three.
No, you're not thinking biblically.
Because they split.
Rachel and Leah.
They split up.
So this story's not. That's what every story's
about. Right. That's what every story's about, right? Every family's about this. I hear. Okay, it's probably pshat. Okay. Next. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Oh no, we said that already. Ubinyamin Bachal Tavarov. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck. Bacha al Mishkan Shiloh she'asaliyos b'chalko shel Yosef asaliyicharev. He was crying for the Shiloh, Mishkan Shiloh, which was going to be in Yosef's portion, which was going to be destroyed also. So again, now he's crying for that.
That has nothing to do with Bnei Yisrael on each other.
Right. Right. So it's always a question they always had. It's a good something for a rabbi to give a good drasha about and come up with a reason why they were crying in Mayamish at this moment. What Yeshua? V'hine einechim rose, v'enei achi binyamin, right? Amar Rabbi Elazar, amar lahem, Kshem she'ein believe yal Binyamin achi shalohaya b'mechirati. So Yosef said to them, just like I have no hard feelings on Binyamin, Binyamin wasn't even a participant. I have no hard feelings on him. Kach ein believe yalechem. I have no hard feelings on all of you. He told his brothers. Ki pi hamidaber alechem kifi kein libi. Okay. Ula'aviv shalach kizos asara chamorim. And then he sent to Yaakov 10 laden camels, donkeys. Nosim mituv Mitzrayim. Mayim mituv Mitzrayim. What are the goods of Mitzrayim? Amar binyan b'yafes, Amar b'lazar, shalach lo yayin yashan, good wine, shadaz zikeinim nochaimenu. The old timers, like Yaakov was an elderly person, they could benefit from that kind of wine. V'yelchu gam achav yibul fanav. And the brothers came and bowed down to Yosef. Amar binyamin, what? I said it wrong? It's not Yosef? Yeah, it's Yosef. Amar binyamin bar yafes, Amar b'lazar, hainu da amri inchi, talal b'idane, sagidlay. When a fox is on the peak, you bow to the fox. So the Gemara says, talal mai b'tziru suze me'achre, why are you belittling him among his brother? Why are you calling him a fox? He didn't do anything wrong. Fox is like a sly animal, right? When the sly animal bested you, acknowledge he bested you. What kind of metaphor is that for Yosef? So the Gemara says, Ela id mahach idmar. V'yishtachavu Yisrael al Moshe arosh ha-mita. Yaakov bowed to Yosef. Omar, and it doesn't say he bowed to Yosef. It says, he what? He right. So it's a machlokes Rishonim, if this is a fulfillment of Yosef's dream or not. Never says in the Torah Yosef, that Yaakov bowed to Yosef. The brothers did. Never says Yaakov did. Right. So you can say it was Bilhah. But it never says that Yaakov bowed to Yosef, except for this pasuk, which doesn't really say he did it. Sort of half did it. So it's a machlok. Some say this is it, and some say it didn't happen yet. Right? The dream was not fulfilled yet. Still time for Yaakov to bow to Yosef. Right? That's what some say. Anyway, Amar b'yam b'yafes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Talal b'idenei sagidlei. Now it makes sense. Yaakov is acknowledging that Yosef, it's a funny metaphor, but at least he's not different than the other brothers. He's different in relation to Yaakov, because he's still the king. He's the king of Mitzrayim. Vayinachim osam v'yidabra alibam, right? Amar b'yam b'yafes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Malamit, Amar l'ham dvarim, shemizkabal al halev. He said things to calm everybody down. He said, Uma asara neiros lo yachul l'chabas neirechad. 10 candles can extinguish one candle, meaning the 10 of you couldn't get rid of me. So, neir echad, yachul yachul l'chabas asara neiros. So how's one going to get rid of all 10? It's not going to happen. You guys have nothing to worry about. Then it says, a famous pasuk, La'yehudim ha'isa ora v'simcha v'sasa v'ikar. It says that in the Megillah. Amar v'yehuda, ora zu Torah, ora is Torah, v'cheinu omer, k'nei mitzvah v'torah ar, simcha zu yantef, v'cheinu omer, sach v'chagecha, sasa an zu mila, v'cheinu omer, sas anochi alam rasecha, v'yikar elu tfilin, v'cheinu omer, v'ora kol ami ha'aretz, k'shem Hashem nikra lecha, v'yiru mimecha. The essence of Sasemes, what does the pasuk say? Yehudim ha'isa Torah, v'yante, v'mila, v'tfilin.
The song
wouldn't work, right? Huh? That's one shot. The song won't flow as nice. That's an excellent shot. Excellent shot. The Sasemes is a little bit different. A tiny difference.
But this is what he meant.
The Sasemes, it's probably the same. What the Sasemes says is, because that's how you should view these mitzvahs. You should view Torah as if it's R. You should view Tefillin as if it's precious. You should view Yontif as if it's Simcha. You should view Mila as if it's Simcha. That's how you should look at them. They're not burdens. They're not taking me from work. It's not what they are. They are these things. Such a great part, no? They are these things. The Tanya, Rabbi Lazar got all over. Eil Tulim Shabrosh. Okay. V'yetz Parsha Andasa, Aseres B'nei Haman, Amr B'Ada D'men Yafo, Aseres B'nei Haman, the Aseres, right? And the word Aseres. Tzarech l'mamrinu b'nishim achat. You have to say it in one breath. My time, or why? Kulu b'hadi adadi nafki nishmasayu. Because they all died in one shot. So that was a whole lot of discussion. Does the tzibur have to say it also in one breath? Which is why here in this shul we stop and give everybody a chance to do it. Or can you be yotzei shomeya ka'ona? I'm listening to the Baal Tzibur. I don't even have a Megillah. I have a Chumash. So how am I being yotzei my mitzvah of Megillah? Shemei HaKa'ona. I'm hearing the Baal Tfilah, Baal Koreh. So can I be yotze the neshima achas of shomea ka'ona? That's a machlokas. Sometimes you can't because what are you being shomea ka'ona on? On breath? On speed? What is that? What? 10 other sons, but the only sons we other than the Megillah. Right? So how do you have Shomer Ka'oneh on non-words? On something else, not words. So what is it? It's the way you say the words. So can there be Shomer Ka'oneh on that? Some say yes and some say no. That's why some shuls have a minute to stop and some shuls don't have a minute to stop. Right? They just read it straight through. I didn't have a chance to say the Shina Achat. Yeah, you're relying on him. Right? It goes both ways. When I grew up, they didn't stop. They didn't stop. I think it might be a much more newer thing, right?
No,
you remember? They did or they didn't?
Always,
yeah?
Always
no, when I grew up, they didn't stop. They just kept reading.
Did they stop the line with my
Yeah, of course. That's the halach. That's the Shulchan Aruch says that. No. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to stop for this. It's a later thing. The Shulchan Aruch is not one of the four. Amar B'Yochanan, Vav Divaizasa, Tzarech L'Mimchasei, B'Zekifa. The Vav of Vaizasa is extra long. Now, in a standard Megillah, the 10 sons of Haman are written extra long. The Vav of Vaizasa is even longer. It's an even bigger letter. That word has three sizes. The Vav of Vaizasa is extra long. The Zayin is regular size. And the rest of the word is big size. Right? That word has three sizes. Ke Murda de Libaris. Like the pole of a ship. Right? The center pole is longer than the other. Right? Goes out. Okay. My taima kulu b'chad zekifa az zekifu. Why? Because they were all hung on one pole. Amar v'chanina bar papa. That's why that vav is bigger to allude to that. Amar v'chanina bar papa darsh of shila ishkar tamratza kol shiros kulan nichtavos ariach al gabe levena ulevena al gabe ariach. Every shira in the Torah is written like az yashir, for example. It says az, then there's a space, then yashir, then there's a space. And it looks like a regular Torah writing, just with spaces. That was what it means. Brick on brick, brick on brick. Chutz mi shira zu, except for this shira, u'malchei kinan, and the shira of malchei kinan, sha'arich agabi ariach, u'levein agabi levena. It's a column of names. It says 10 names, and on the other side it says 10 the word be'eth. Meaning what? Just columns like this. They're not written out. What's the pshat? The pshat is... My taima, shalotehe tekuma l'mapalasan. So it shouldn't be a rising. As az yashir, imagine it was really bricks. If it's really bricks, it can't fall. It's all supported. 10 sons of Haman just piled up a bricks, and you piled up a bricks. There's no support. It's like a mashal. So it has no permanence. It's going to collapse. Okay. V'yom HaMelech HaMalka, V'yom HaMelech L'Esther HaMalka, B'Shushan HaBirah Haruka HaYehudim, Omer Revo, Molamit Shebo HaMelech, B'Sitra Al-Piv. The Melech came and slapped him. U'bavolach ne'HaMelech im HaSefer, Omar, Omro Riboyle, she's talking, Esther, Omer B'Yochanan, Omer Lo, Yom HaBepeh, Mashakasa B'Sefer. Say here what's written in the Sefer. Divrei Shalom V'Emes, Omer of Tanchum, V'Omrile, Omer of Yasi, Molamit Shetzricha Sirta, Kamita Shal Torah. You need Sirta like Kamita Shal Torah. U'maimer Esther Kiyam, Maimer Esther in, Divya Tomos low. Only the Maimer, not the Tom, Amr Yochanan, Divya Tomos, Maimer Esther, Kiyam, Ismail Prima Eila. Yeah, you're right, the Tomos also. Kimodacha Yehudi, Mishal, Amelcha, Chashirosh, Vagadol, Yehudim, Vrotu, Lerov Echav. Lerov Echav, Velo Kol Echav, only for Rov of his brothers, not all his brothers. Malame Chapirshu, Man, Mixa Sanhedrin. He sort of got a demotion. Amr Yosef, Gol Tamatora, Yosef, Yatelos, Nefashos. Tamatora is greater than being a savior of people. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a savior of people. It doesn't mean that. It means, on some level, Talmud Torah is greater. Why is it greater? Because the Meikara Chashav Le Mordechai Basar Dalet. Because in one Pasuk, Mordechai is the fourth guy on the list. And after that, he became the fifth person on the list, meaning he moved down a notch. Meikara Ksev Asher Bo Amzu Bavel Yeshua Nechama Sirei Evraliyah Mordechai Bilshan. He's number four. Ulbasov Kasev Habam Amzu Bavel Yeshua Nechama Azaria Rama Nachmeni built Mordechai Bilson. He moved down on the list. Amar Rav, Ditam of Shmuel bar Marta, Gadol Tamatora, Yosef bin Beis Hamikdash. Talmud Torah is better than the Beis Hamikdash. Shekolz man shebaruch ben near Yakayim. As long as Baruch ben Nir was around, lo minicho Ezra va'ola. Ezra wouldn't go up. Why? Because he's with his Rebbe. Right? Okay. We'll stop here. We'll stop here because the next Gemara is a whole new topic about Yaakov. We will finish the parak tomorrow and finish the Agadah tomorrow. So just David Mayer told me this unbelievable fart yesterday, so I thought I'd say it over. He says basically we know there were two Kabbalas HaTorahs. There was one with Moshe and one Purim story. And they both were given by two people. One's name starts with a Mem, and one's name starts with an Aleph. Moshe and Aaron, and Mordechai and Esther. And the third time will be people also that start with a Mem and an Aleph. It's Mashiach and Eliyahu. And that's why Shas begins with a Mem and an Aleph. Me'emesai. Right? That's a beautiful thing. It got deeper. It was going on. I couldn't. There are four words. There are four svarim in Tanakh that start with a big letter. Bereshis, Mishle, a Mem, Shir Hashirim, Shin, and Enosh, which is the first pasuk of Divrei Hayamim, also starts with four letters. Beis, Mem, Shin, Aleph. So the Mem and the Aleph are there also. And the Beis and the Shin, he's telling me how really Beis and Shin are also Mem and Aleph. At Bashit, my head was spinning and it was finished. But it's so interesting, these types of...
It's out there,
yeah. But I thought the Mem and the Aleph was very cool. That I could say over. That's already say overable, you know? All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.